The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
The former House Speaker saw a whopping return of nearly 17,000% while in office, outperforming the Dow. Before taking office in 1987, a financial form showed California Democrat and her husband reporting up to $785,000 worth of stocks in their portfolio. The report comes days after the 85-year-old announced she won't be seeking re-election.
Farewell, Ms. Pelosi. I have been waiting to say those words for years. Bye-bye, Nancy. Don't let the door hit you in the rear. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. So, yeah, it's true. The Wolf of Washington is finally retiring, leaving a legacy of infamy as one of the most corrupt politicians in D.C. history. I've got a very special guest today. I know he's been looking forward to this day for a long, long time, as I have. Ross Givens is a longtime friend of the channel. He's also the leading authority on insider trading. And I've asked him to come on to explain not only how Nancy Pelosi got rich by cheating the stock market, but ironically, to show how we can actually piggyback on the stock trades of these insiders. So Ross runs a wildly successful service called the Insider Effect, which tracks where corporate and political insiders are putting their own money. And he's been doing it for nearly a decade, and he's never had a losing year. I mean, the portfolio, which he shares with his members completely open, it's up over 1,900% since 2017. I mean, absolutely astounding. And gang, I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but Ross is hosting a special live event from my Patriot audience where he's going to show you how to legally and ethically follow insider money and potentially profit just like the political elites do. It's completely free to attend. It's online. You can enjoy it from the comfort of your own couch. Just click the link below to register. Grab your spot early. It's this Thursday, November 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. And you do not want to wait. These fill up very fast. I'm always impressed at what a crowd Ross can get. Ross, my man, here he is. Welcome back, my friend.
Good to see you, Dr. Steve.
Oh, it's great to have you as always. So, dude, I know, like I said, you've been waiting for this day as long as I have, probably longer. It's happening.
I know.
It's happening. At 85 years old, Pelosi is retiring. Do you know she's been in Congress since Reagan?
Yeah, 38 years.
Yeah, incredible. I mean, I want to talk about this because at this point, everyone knows she's made gazillions on insider trading.
Yeah.
Right. She's been called out by the media. She's been called out by President Trump. Even Elon Musk joked about her track record from the Oval Office. From what's being reported, as I understand it, Pelosi had an estimated 17,000% return while in office, enough to turn every $100,000 into 18 mil. Ross, how the heck is that even possible?
It's not, Dr. Steve, unless, of course, you're cheating, which we all know she was. And yeah, I mean, look, you laid it out. She beat every single hedge fund manager in America last year. That just doesn't happen. I mean, her annualized returns, not one-offs, her annualized returns during the last few years were roughly 69%. That is triple the returns of Buffett. It's better than any hedge fund manager in history. Like, these numbers are not just unheard of. They are statistically impossible.
Yeah,
and she has built this $300-400, whatever it is now, million-dollar net worth on a $175,000 salary. It just doesn't happen. And of course, the reason she's done so well is because she's got a secret weapon. And what that is she just trades on inside information. She uses what she learns in Congress to get in front of stocks that are going to benefit. And she's been doing it for decades.
And to be fair on that as well, yeah, I mean, you and I talk a lot about this off camera. I mean, she's not the only one in D.C. doing this either.
No, she's not. She gets, I mean, listen, she's the matron saint of the insider trading crew. But yeah, a lot of them do it, both sides of the aisle. I think I sent you an image, if you can pull that up. And yeah, this just should show it. This is the investment performance of the top members of Congress last year. And, you know, to give some perspective to this, I've marked where Warren Buffett landed, and pretty much anyone in this country, if Warren Buffett offered to manage your money, you'd take it. And listen, he had a great year, one of his best years in decades, but he's below like two dozen congressmen and women.
They don't even hide it. You look at those numbers. I mean, why aren't these people writing investment books? You know, write best-selling, but who needs Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
Why aren't they on CNBC every day, right? And am I right? Five of them returned over 100%?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just last year, right?
But just last year, right? I mean, think about it. You doubled your retirement account in a year. Not doing this professionally, not day trading, not as some, you know, savant Wall Street trader, from putting in a couple of trades with your broker in between congressional meetings. Like, it's just statistically impossible to happen.
As painful as this may be to hear, but the beauty whenever I chat with you is there's always a bright side to this, which I love. But can you break this down for us? Because some viewers, they may be hearing you for the first time.
Sure.
What exactly is insider trading? Who's doing it, and how does it work?
So the technical definition of insider trading is just buying or selling a stock based on material, non-public information. That's the big thing. You know something that's not public, you take advantage. So, for example, if you've got a pharmaceutical company, they're about to get FDA approval on a new drug. When that approval becomes public, the stock is going to skyrocket. Right. But if you knew that information before everyone else, you could buy the stock early and you make a fortune, right? So that's what insider trading is, using this private information to profit from. Who does it? I mean, yeah, you nailed it. Like all of them, like politicians obviously are some of the most blatant offenders, Democrats, Republicans, freshmen, senior Senate, congressmen, all of them. And all this really has come to light the last few years. I mean, Pelosi's been doing this for 3.5 decades.
Right.
It hasn't been in the news, but for the last few years, and really COVID kicked all that off. Because when COVID came and shut down the economy, it was crazy overreaching, and the stock market tanked, like absolutely tanked. And it turns out that a lot of these congressmen, after being briefed on what was going to happen, got out of the stock market. They sold millions and millions of dollars worth of stock. So everyone else got crushed. They're safely out, made a lot of people angry. And then I think from there, people just kind of dug in. And, you know, one of the big things about this, and we joke about Pelosi leaving, right? Because she is, I mean, the deep state of the deep state. But I might be the only one sad about her leaving, because we've made so much money following her stock trades. And I don't think a lot of people realize that, is that this is all public information, whether it's a politician like Pelosi, whether it's a CEO, whether it's a board member, whether it's Elon Musk. If they are placing these trades, if they are technically defined as an insider, Congress does do it, so does C-suite, we can see these. We can follow along. And so, you know, as you always say, like, well, you can't beat them, join them. All we're doing is like basically leveling the playing field and showing people how to follow along in these. So that's why we're doing this training event. It's coming up this Thursday. But I encourage people to come. You've been, it's 100% free.
Yeah.
We'll show you how to find all this stuff.
They're amazing. But the way that Pelosi's doing and so forth, that is illegal, isn't it? I mean, it's certainly unethical in many ways.
Yeah, sure. And technically, it's illegal. But like, for one thing, you know, when you're the person that writes the laws.
No one's going to prison for this.
It's very difficult to prove, right? I mean, you can know that she knew this, but you have to physically prove that's the reason she bought the stock. And that's very, very difficult to do.
Yeah, no, I could see that. But it's another example of this massive gap between the people versus the permanent political class, right? Yeah. One rule for me and another for thee. And we all, you know, we often say on this channel that Washington, D.C. has just become a business model.
That's right.
And this is this is literally exactly what we're talking about. Some business-minded people open a business, or they become entrepreneurs. Or they
sell a product or a service, Dr.
Yeah,
Steve?
Right, exactly. Exactly, right? They actually try to produce something wonderful for society. They become legit investors like Warren Buffett, but some run for office because, as we can see, the financial perks are second to none. Now, Ross, this is the bright side of it for me, because the coolest thing is how you, in effect, make those perks available to everyone, to average Americans. And you're actually going to be hosting this training session, showing people really step-by-step how we can tap into this. And I learned this from you, how we can tap into a little-known SEC loophole. Like you just said, it's available to everyone. It's public, but not everybody knows about this. Yeah. And this has helped lead your clients to massive stock gains. We'll talk more about that later. But for now, again, gang, if you want a sneak peek, just click on the link in the description below. You're going to absolutely love it. But you say the average person can, and perfectly legally, ethically, benefit from similar patterns. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so essentially when they report these trades, right, they are required, if they buy stocks, you got to file a certain piece of paper with either the House or the Senate. If you're a CEO, CFO, you got to file this thing with the SEC called a Form 4, and they're all public. And so the basic idea is just follow the money, right? And a lot of people started tracking these trades made by politicians like Pelosi. There's Twitter accounts out there dedicated to it.
Yes.
The only downside is Congress has 45 days to report their trade.
Right. So it's like too late, right? Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. The stock Pelosi bought in January, Tempest AI, was up 180% in 30 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But these corporate guys, the CEOs, the CFOs, not only do they have to report their trades pretty much instantly, they have like 2 days to do it. So you know the next day. But their track records are even better.
Right.
Because, you know, they're trading only their own stock, and they've got access to all sorts of inside information. They know about upcoming earnings. They know about new products rolling out or buyouts. And despite all this mass information, they are essentially free to trade their own stock.
Right.
They are rarely prosecuted. They have incredible track records. We can see it in real time. So essentially what we have is this loophole where we can see what they're buying almost immediately with the massive edge they have and follow along. It's just that simple.
It's awesome. You're basically just riding their coattails.
Exactly.
You're using public data, right? Again, completely legal, completely ethical.
Yeah. And we're just, you know, they have advantage. All right. We're going to use it for ourselves.
Right.
They got good inside tips. Fine. Feed them to me. And they do, because we're using their own greed against them. If they know something and we see half the company putting 2 times their annual salary in their own company stock all at once, it's like, what are you trying to take advantage of? Maybe I'd like to follow along. And these stock trades, they take place every day. All we're doing is looking for the really obvious ones and just follow those. So we did one back a few years ago in this little medical company. The insiders, CEO, CFO, chairman are buying big 6-7 figure amounts. And this is in the middle of the 2022 bear market, right? So everything's going down. Well, like 8 weeks later, turns out GlaxoSmithKline is buying them out. 80% premium. Stock goes up 78% overnight in a bear market. Wow. And we already own the stock. So it's like, well, Ross, maybe it was a coincidence. Yeah, maybe the Pope's a Buddhist. I doubt it, right? And this happens over and over. We got a little pharmaceutical one at like 40 cents a share, totally off the radar, little tiny baby development stage company, because everyone, I mean, like the CEO, CFO, VP, board, 11 people at this company bought the stock in a week.
Right. While so they know something.
Yep. And they're right in the middle of these hugely important stage 2 clinical drug trials, the ones that are going to make or break the stock. So it's like kind of a no-brainer, you know? So we recommended that one to our members. I think you texted me about this one. It went up 300%+ in like 4 months.
Yeah.
I don't want to come off like this is every stock's going to win. They're all going to double. Like, obviously, that's not the case. But when you're following a method like this, I mean, I kind of think of it like fishing out of a stocked pond, Mm-hmm. You know, you've got the stocks they're buying. You get a couple of these, three, four of these in a year that double, triple. We got one that went up 1,900%.
Yeah.
And we've just beaten the market steadily since 2017. Again, just from following along. And so Pelosi has been a big wake up call to this, but I encourage everyone to use this information. It's why we do these training events. It is just a you know, massive advantage people are letting go.
Right. Right. And that 1,900% to your overall portfolios, you say, since 2017. I'm sure within the next two decades, you will rival Pelosi's portfolio. The very same technique. Wow. I love it. And what I love about this, again, is how this insider strategy can actually work in our favor, in favor of working, hardworking, regular Americans. So you're hosting the free webinar on this soon. Can you just give us a little sense of what we can expect?
Again, it's this Thursday, November 20th at 3 Eastern. It's about an hour long live training. I'm going to walk people through everything. The SEC website where these trades are posted. I'll show you how to scan for these, what the best winners have had in common, the best signals, the patterns, what has historically produced the biggest returns. It's completely free for anyone to attend. And in fact, I forgot to mention this, we're actually sending our most recent pick for free to everyone who registers. Awesome. So even if you can't attend live, put your email in there. We'll send that to you. You'll see the stock, all the research. It's very eye-opening.
Yeah, no, I love your texts. They're very very informative, gang. This is awesome. You don't want to miss this. Just click the link below to register. Again, remember, seating is limited, and I'll see you at the webinar. So I'm going to be there as well with Ross on Thursday, November 20th. You know, as we close out here, what can I say, man? Ding dong, the witch is dead.
I don't think anybody's going to miss her.
But ironically, and you said this a few times, ironically, she has helped set a path that's giving ordinary Americans an extraordinary opportunity. And that's what I love about what you're doing. So again,
is there any truth to her daughter running? Have you heard about this?
I have heard about that. I have. Pelosi may replace a Pelosi.
Do you think she'll carry the insider trading torch?
I'm sure she will. She will carry on the family tradition. I'm sure she will. Because she's really into documentary making and filmmaking. So we'll see. I don't know how much of a politician she is, but it's San Francisco politics. It's just these coronations. Republican has a shot or anything like that. But all right, gang, make sure you click on that link below. Remember, Ross's free online trainings fill up very, very fast. So you do not want to wait on this. Thursday, November 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there. It'll be great to see you there, too. And we'll have an excellent time with Ross. And Ross, it's always an excellent time with you. Can't wait to share it with
you. Great to see you, Dr. Steve.
Great seeing you.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.